Piggy shook his head. "You have to have a lot of metal things for that," he said. "And we haven't got no metal, but we got a stick." Ralph turned and smiled involuntarily. Piggy was a bore. His fat, his asthma, and his matter-of-fact ideas were dull, but there was always a little pleasure to be got out of pulling his leg, even if one did it by accident. Piggy saw the smile and misinterpreted it as friendliness. There had grown up tacitly among the Biggins the opinion that Piggy was an outsider, not only by accent, which did not matter, but by fat and asthma and specs and a certain disinclination for manual labor. Now, finding that something he had said made Ralph smile, he rejoiced and pressed his advantage. "We got a lot of sticks. We could have a sundial each. Then we should know what the time was." "A fat lot of good that would be. You said you wanted things done, so as we could be rescued." "Oh, shut up." He leapt to his feet and trotted back to the pool, just as Maurice did a rather poor dive. Ralph was glad of a chance to change the subject. He shouted as Maurice came to the surface. "Belly flop! Belly flop!" Maurice flashed a smile at Ralph, who slid easily into the water. Of all the boys, he was the most at home there. But today, irked by the mention of rescue, the useless footling mention of rescue, even the green depths of water and the shattered golden sun held no balm. Instead of remaining and playing, he swam with steady strokes under Simon and crawled out of the other side of the pool to lie there, sleek and streaming like a seal. Piggy, always clumsy, stood up and came to stand by him, so that Ralph rolled on his stomach and pretended not to see. The mirages had died away, and gloomily he ran his eye along the taut blue line of the horizon. The next moment, he was on his feet and shouting, "Smoke! Smoke!" Simon tried to sit up in the water and got a mouthful.